right.
Great Scott.
Doc, what's going on, man? What are you doing here? Listen, Doc, I'm from the future.
Then tell me, future boy, who's president of the United States?
President? You don't even want to know.
Then who's vice president?
Listen, Doc, I'll answer all your questions later. Right now, I gotta go. I gotta get this episode going for the facts of life.
Unnecessary time travel only risks further disruption of the space-time continuum.
Email and I saw the message and I kind of feel like it's almost like a premonition, because typically I can read my emails in my dreams. That's happened before where I've gotten the email and I knew what was in the email. Weird.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. And then I thought he emailed me last night and I'm like, oh shit. And then I go to my email and say, okay, thank God he didn't email me. It's just, it's a whole new industry. I just really want to make a really good impression. Like, you know, marketing is fluid. And so it just, you know, hoping for the best this year.
You got some thoughts for your New York guys, for your MDSCEs guys?
Do I have any what?
Any plans for them? Any thoughts?
Well, it just depends on COVID. I don't know what's going to happen.
Once you listen to the episode after this, you might not have an East team no more.
Oh, no. Sadness. Okay. Did they still...
Only because you might fire them.
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, it's been fun, guys, here at Facts of Life with all three of
us. I don't know. Somebody mentioned flaps. I don't know what it was about. No.
You did not. Not on a podcast. Oh, my God.
What? It could be flaps of wings and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Flaps of wings.
Wings flap.
I don't know. They mentioned a couple of things. It said something about flaps and fellatio and New York business. I don't know. Like, mad shit was fucking thrown out. A free-for-all.
Some squirts.
Someone said something about, like, red lipstick. I don't know what's going on here. It was like a Royal Rumble.
Not cool.
It's part of 2020. 2021.
2021. What, to be savage as fuck?
Always.
That was Lewis's resolution this year. He's like, I'm tired of being nice.
You've never been nice.
Nice, Mark. What are you talking about?
Never been nice. Never.
I try to protect you and the company.
That's not true. You say I'm whack all the goddamn time. Shut up.
I said that Lewis's slogan this year is, you thought 2020 was salty? Wait until 2021.
Oh, my God. I guess we'll segue to that. Did anyone make any resolutions this year?
I did. Well, not really resolutions. Just a couple of things I want to accomplish.
That's... I would say goals, not resolutions.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing. Like, one is just with career wise. Like, I wanna leave where I'm at. I'm comfortable where I'm at. I just don't wanna stay here. I wanna move on to something better. I already have something going on, but it got postponed due to the COVID. So I'm waiting for COVID to lift those restrictions, and I can continue with that hiring process.
Stupid COVID.
Word. But you know what? I ate like shit for that whole year. I didn't give a fuck. I fucking feasted on every fucking thing. I was a fat shit all 2020.
Yeah, man.
Now 2021, I'm trying to drop the shit, man, quick. So I can get that new job.
Yeah.
But well, that's one of my goals for this year.
For as long as I've known you, that's been a goal of yours. I know what you're talking about. So I know that you'll get there.
Hopefully.
Hey, what's your resolution?
I got a couple, but one of the main ones being close, either halfway or actually do it, is like having $500,000 or $1 million in my bank account.
Well, I'm saying your friend.
Oh, man.
That's just a footage.
Yeah. I mean, you'll get there. You've been working hard at it.
Yeah. So I also been working on a different thing I'm working on right now. So that's going to help me fund a lot of more other things aside from what I'm doing.
Oh, you opened up OnlyFans too, huh?
I'm working on it. Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like guys that look like Vikings. It's coming.
Vikings.
Get you a green screen so you can pose and
find my beads.
Oh, my God. Okay.
find one to get exclusive content.
Vikings, the beads that connect the dots.
Vikings only.
You end up drawing the penis.
Lewis, yours is what? To not be so salty?
You know, I don't make resolutions. I just try to do the best I can with situations that I have. So I just try to like overcome a little more positive, even though I'm salty as fuck all the time.
Is it because of your situations that cause you to be so salty?
Nah, it's never that.
Sure.
I think it's in his DNA. So
that's a fact.
Maybe there's a pill for it, like sugar pills or something.
you can't mix sweet with salt. Oh, yes, you can, actually.
Oh, my God. No, no one needs that.
No, if I become too sweet, then Martha will miss all the ruthless truth that I give to her.
She's had enough last year.
Had enough tears. Martha will still miss it.
No, but you did not be so whack with me, you know?
So whack.
Is that your resolution, Martha? Be less whack?
No. Let's see. My resolution, I mean, obviously it's not a resolution, it's more of a goal, but there was a target I was trying to hit last year with the business. There was a monetary goal I was trying to hit, and I was off by half. And I think this year, if it goes well, I'll be quarter away from it. So I'm kind of hoping I hit it this year. That's my goal. Got some other personal things I got to work on myself for a little bit. So I got to get my mind, things like that. Just try to, I don't take care of myself, obviously. I obviously have always put work first. Just like last night, I had to shoot after work hours, which is weird because I work myself. I have all the time in the world, but I had some situations I had just got into town and people were calling me and I'm hearing like tech support, you know, with my largest clients, and I tell my largest client to just wait. I have something I'm doing, you know. So I gotta focus better on me. I gotta take care of myself.
You should. You don't need to get much sleep.
Get more sleep, Missy.
That should be a goal right there. Sleep more. Sleep, and then you work to sleep more.
Yeah, I gotta get back to journaling. I was happier when I was journaling and shit like that. So I gotta focus on me for a minute.
Journaling as in like journalism?
Yeah, like you get a book out and you like, because like I have one. I take it with me. Everywhere. I'm not gonna lie. It's like in here, you just some shit.
You got a diary? I wrote,
kind of, but not really. You just kind of write out what your thought like that. Yeah, so I'm going to try and do more of that.
Okay, so you want to do more journalism for those who didn't understand all the fucking breaking up of her internet.
I was just about to say the same thing.
You want to write more of her fucking
more
diary.
Journalism for glitching.
You know, they're doing tech support.
Yeah. One of your goals should be better internet connection.
Yes.
For those who can't see, she gave us the middle finger. So you know what you do once you become famous? You should start like releasing some of those pages, like declassifying them.
Mm-hmm. No, because then Lewis will be like, I know what she's talking about.
Or do I?
Yeah, you would, because you know everything. It's just like what Eddie said the other day. We're a bunch of cheese musas, which is true, because I feel like I think Alex and you could totally debunk, or you would know exactly what I was talking about. You'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that shit. You know, like it would not be a secret. Or you guys could write the book on me, and then it happened.
All right, so give us that journal, and we'll write it. Uh-uh. Like, this is her version. This is what really happened.
Yeah. There's some things that doesn't need to be out there in the universe. I kind of I learned that, and that's one of the reasons why I took down the blog I had. I was like, okay, this is getting into a dangerous type of like my life and stuff. I'm just gonna pull back. So it's one of the reasons why I kind of don't write anymore.
You should definitely write. It's not like anybody's gonna take your book. Does Jared even know you have that book?
I don't know. I don't think.
But who cares? It's just a book.
No, what's in it is not good.
Just freaking have a lock on it. That's it.
You should come up with like your own encryption. Yeah. Like, I had an ex and she had a diary and she came up with like her own hieroglyphics type shit. Like,
oh, yeah, I did that before.
A letter. So she came up with her own shit and she literally wrote in that fucking diary just using that.
Yeah, I used to do that back in high school. I came up with something like that.
So I should know. They should give me, Lewis, and Eddie the legend. So we can read what you're saying there.
No. That's good. No.
That one time at band camp?
Look, but I was never in band camp. Chill.
No?
No.
What camp did you go to?
Dance camp. Yeah. I was a dancer from like age 5 to 17.
Wow.
Good times. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think I might just do it like on the computer where I can just type it out and then just, it's encrypted there.
It's in the cloud.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. Yeah. Was there a movie about that where something's in the cloud and it gets out? Was it Sex Tape? Oh, God.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good movie.
Cameron Diaz, I think.
Is she in those sex tapes?
It's called Sex Tape. I forget who's in it, though. Hold on. It was Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel.
Jason Segel. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm
Mark from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
I'm glad everybody's lives has gone good from the last time we all linked up and spoke.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of fun.
Been
alone or with various people.
Yeah,
I'm happy we all made it to 2021. Who the fuck could say that I can't wait to see 2021? I was born 84. I remember being in school in the 90s, and not once did it cross my mind that I'll be living in 2021.
Yeah.
Well, we almost died like 4 times. The world was ending. Freaking meteor.
September 9, 1999. Then January 1st. 2000, you know,
Y2K was going to destroy everything.
Right.
You know, using the crash. 1201, everything's still on. Like, did it happen?
Yeah, 2012, I really did think the world was going to end because, you know, I'm into like history and shit. So I was like, all right, this is the way it's going to end.
Was it like the Mayan calendar in 2012, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love the History Channel. That's like one of my favorite channels. And so I had just been over the years, just been listening to this shit and just seeing how they thought it was going to end. And then nothing happened. And then now we had COVID and I'm like, all right, now it is the end of the world because zombie apocalypse or whatever, but we're still here.
What if the calendar was 2021 and they thought it was 2012?
Mm-hmm. It's possible, you know?
Because it's not looking too good already. 5-10 days into the year, it's not looking too good.
Well, leap year wasn't invented until later after that, so the Mayan calendar is wrong anyway.
You know, I still to this day I don't understand fucking leap year.
Get that shit. You're not alone.
I've looked it up. People have told me. I still don't fucking get it. It was just like once every 4 years.
Yeah, I think I know someone who has a birthday on leap year.
So they never grow old or what?
No, they're like 12 or 15 or whatever.
They say
their birthday like fucking February 31st or some shit.
They say the same age for 4 years.
Huh? Can you imagine? Does that count?
Who knows?
Yeah, how does that work?
Now, how does that work if we have a birthday on leap year and then in like 4 years?
I mean, I guess you're still a year older. You just don't get your actual birthday.
That's kind of sad.
I'm still fucking older though.
That's such a bad.
When do I celebrate? You know, like before, after? Like, they never happened, so should I celebrate?
Yeah.
But I still get old though, right?
I know, like last year, I think we were at a convention that day. I remember it was leap year. So, fucks. I really hope conventions come back this year.
Let's see what happens in June.
Well, I don't know. We're supposed to be going to Florida here soon with one of our clients. So I hope it works out.
Yeah. Well, Florida don't care, so just be safe out there.
Uh-huh.
That's true. I'm really bummed because that's the same weekend I was supposed to go to New York for another show that's happening out there. So, I don't know. It's a 50-50 shot. If I don't go to Florida, I'll go to New York.
Well, you should come to New York and then bring that person you're with.
Oh, that'd be cool. See? I think you would have a lot of fun.
Now we're using our noggins.
Just don't bring that COVID stuff here.
Yeah.
Keep that LA COVID over there.
Just bring that person.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that would be going to last around this time last year. It's funny, someone that Lewis absolutely adores hit me up and says, it's been like almost our anniversary that we met. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay. What you want to say to that, dude? You know.
Where's my roses?
Listen, tell that person to relax. It's not that serious.
First of all, meeting me, well, okay, they obviously have to mark it with an anime. It was funny. Guys are so weird when they message girls. It's funny. I get some weird shit.
Why? They don't know how to talk to girls?
I don't know. It's so weird. Like every Christmas, I guess because I always look my greatest on Christmas. Like I had a guy from my hometown. I don't know how he found me. And he was like, hey, are you from here? And I was like, nope. Yeah. And he's like, what high school did you go to? I'm like, who are you? I don't know who you are. And the guy starts telling me, oh yeah, I went to this school. I graduated this year. I was like, oh yeah, I don't know you, dude. And he was like, well, how come I haven't seen you? I was like, dude, I don't live here. I mean, like I'm from here, but I don't live here. And then like, he was like, would you like come to lunch with me? And I said, can I bring my man too? Like, he was like, what? Guys are weird.
Trying to link it with the Roswell buns. Maybe that's the movie theater guy.
Oh, yeah.
We found them.
Mr. Soul. No, he would have been like, I remember you from the movie theater. And then I'd be like, what? Oh, man. That's funny. No, that wasn't him. I don't think so.
See, now you're thinking twice. Like, was it? He's coming back 30 years later for a reason.
I leave an impression on
him. Yeah, that was memorable.
I don't know.
I think we know too much stuff of each other.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god, that's what I'm saying. I have an image to uphold, but here comes Lewis.
Anybody wants fax on Martha, hit me up.
Lewis has the dump
truck. Fax on Martha's life.
Facts of Martha's life. Oh yeah.
No. You don't need all that out there.
Pay the big bucks and you get the big facts.
You're yep.
might get that OnlyFans going on.
Pay for that Patreon.
I'm gonna need to start a GoFundMe for Martha's internet connection.
The first time this has never happened.
Honestly, I think it's what we're using.
Maybe.
This is the first time. It's been going on like that.
Yeah. This is the first time I've had this many issues. We've done this so many times, you guys. I don't know. But yeah, if we ever do that, I need the exclusive Photoshop.
Exclusive Photoshop.
Just like that one friend we all know that used that.
Fuck that. It's not friend. Was it his name? Carla? Was it Carla? With the fucking like tarantula eyelashes and shit.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Some pictures, and then you see here's the real pictures. Like, who the fuck is that?
That was hilarious. I thought that was funny because you're like, who's that on the floor? I'm like, who do you think it is?
That was the best one.
Oh my god, you were pissed that night. That was so funny.
that was hilarious.
Oh. She straight up catfish, and she pissed us.
Word, she got scared.
Yeah,
word, she was scared of the fucking beach with tassels. I don't know, that's what it is. That's fucking too much New York for her.
It's too much New York when I get near you guys. You guys have like, no, I had a conversation with my mom about you three.
Oh man.
We're the best people in the world.
Well, I think very similar backgrounds, you know, ethnicity. Things like that, and I was just telling her, I was like, so that's why I keep you guys so close. You know, you guys have always been good to me. So she's like, I get it. Then of course she asks about individually stuff, and we won't go there. But
when we end this recording, we will. What's going on, Mama Martha?
She knows you guys are good people. So, you know, she's, because it's so funny because there was a time, you guys know this, I don't have many female friends. I think they're too much drama. I've always had drama with girls. And I've always just been, it's always been easier for me to be friends with guys because, you know, my dad did a really good job of giving me the guy stuff growing up. And then my mom gave me the girly shit so I can do both, you know? And yeah, so that's, you know, I remember when I went to New York by myself and people saw pictures of all of us and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, chill. Like, you know, I think there was rumors within my hometown that, you know, I was dating each of you.
Sounds good.
Chill. These guys are like my brothers. Chill.
Look at Martha having the good life.
I was like, no, I know too much about all of them. It's not the case at all.
Fucking brother hubbies out here.
Yeah. So she knows you guys are good people.
Well, it's nice to know that I could fucking go to fucking Roswell, New Mexico or Albuquerque and they fucking know who I am. Oh, that's the guy.
That's the guy.
That's the guy who's with Martha. Mm-hmm. Where's the other two?
Yep.
Where's the bald guy?
Yeah. I'm with someone who doesn't like to take pictures and do all that stuff and they want to keep their life private. And for me, I can't do that because, you know, I own a company. I'm a face of that company. I have a weekly show. I'm on YouTube. We should
definitely all four of us go out there and fucking like watch paparazzi come and take mad pictures.
Oh god!
Fucking Mark comes on the Daily Bugle, like fucking surrounded by like four guys. Your husband came to visit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just I don't know. People say shit. I don't really care.
Three side pieces with the husband nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. A lot of people, I remember there was a friend of mine, his mother. I remember it was like a recap at the end of the year. And I think there was individual pictures of each of us together, but separately. So like I had a picture of Lewis, a little picture of you and a little picture of Eddie. And I remember in the comments, this woman like, and where the hell is your husband? And I'm like, private life, chill bitch.
You should have been like, who needs a husband when you have these three?
Latino over here.
I mean, it's no lie either. I'm just saying. It's like comparing Timberland with New Balance, you know? What can I tell you?
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Anyway, I'm thankful for 2021. I'm glad you guys are here. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
We all made it this far. Hopefully we continue making it further and get to see the actual first flying car.
Man. So does anyone have any plans to come to California this year?
If they get
right now. Yeah, y'all going lockdown way too often. It's like second nature.
Is that on the bucket list for down the road?
Down the road, sure.
Go back to Cali?
Yeah.
Man, we've all been talking about it for a while. It's just
COVID's not
right now. But yet you guys keep asking me when I'm going out there.
Because we're good peoples.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, New York. Who doesn't want to come to New York?
It's the big city.
I know. I've been trying to get my mom to come with me, but she's like, oh, I don't want to go. And then she saw the Joker movie and she's like, this is exactly why I don't want you to go by yourself. And I'm like, I'm around.
Oh, yeah. She told me, she's like, I saw this movie last night and this guy, he beat up on the train. And that's why I don't want to go out there. I was like, but it's a movie. It's not real. And that movie's like based in the 80s. So that doesn't happen anymore. You know, it's a lot safer. Like, no quiero.
That's what she said. She's like, that's why I worry when you go yourself. I'm like, I got three dudes around me all the time. You know, I had to I took a cab to Eddie's house in the middle of the night, or, you know, I risked my life getting in the car with Lewis to get to the hotel. So, you know, with somebody at all times.
You're alive. That's all that matters.
That is true. Yeah. We'll see. I mean, I want to get her out there. I want her to go see it, but if she'll do it, I don't know.
Coming out here during the COVID is not that bad either, because the flights will be cheaper and it'll be easier to get to location.
Yeah, I may just fly back up after Florida. I'm already on the East Coast. Might as well just fly up.
Hey, tickets are mad cheap. They're like, what, like 120 round trip?
Yeah. Someone better have really good Wi-Fi so I could work.
Only the best Wi-Fi in New York.
Right. Yeah.
You gotta come to the Great Gatsby's for that.
Okay. If you let me, in my dream, you didn't let me stay with you, so.
Make sure you have a reservation because I can't do anything.
No reservation, no stay.
I know, I can't stay with the other two either, so.
Yeah, this house can't stay with them either. Pretty full, no vacancy. It's like fucking base motel over here.
Yeah.
There's no room. Unless you want to sleep in Lambo's bed.
I could.
Make it happen.
Bird. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to 2021. Let's make it a good one, guys.
For real, sure.
Right for 2021?
Let's see what 2021 brings us.
Yeah, maybe development will develop some more things.
Yes.
We need some more videos out there, man.
We'll get those videos going.
Good. I want to see if I can get my discounts at. Well, I think it's time to end this. Yeah, everybody's doing good. I'm happy everybody had happy holidays. Well, yes. Made it this far.
Happy New Year,
happy 2021, yeah. Everybody. Martha, where can we find you and your show?
You can find me personally on Instagram at Martha D. Stop, or you can follow my business, which I prefer, at MDMC Entertainment, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And I have a bi-weekly now on YouTube called Business Building and Beyond, so you can find me there. And then every other week is Lewis's show. So we split that up. It's not a weekly show now. It's bi-weekly. So we can give you better content and kind of not kill ourselves to create it.
Word. Because I was killing myself.
Yeah, it was too.
The exclusive link to your OnlyFans, Mark.
Oh my God. I forgot to mention, if you want to watch or follow us on any of that, we are a podcast series, so you can follow us and listen to us on the go on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and any other podcast serving sites, including The Development, which is now on a pod as well.
Oh, snap, doing big things. That's it.
You're doing busy. Big
that thing, that's it. I like that's that it. Shit. Big
thank you for your help, Alex.
Nah, no problem. You guys, you're welcome anytime. Glad we catch up. Tell the people what we've been doing.
Yep.
I also got the other two kings down there. We got... Dude, what's your Instagram handle?
It's _ official. Oh, wait. Let me know how to spell my own. It's ITS_OFFICAL. Yes. ICAL, people.
Yeah. You had to look it up real quick.
No, I didn't even look it up.
Eddie?
You find me at EddieNYC_1 on Instagram. That's about it.
That's about it.
Three kings and a queen up in this bitch.
Saying? Well, I'm all over Instagram, so I'm not that hard to fucking find. So, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for catching up. We'll be talking to you soon. All peace right. out.
Bye.
Later, people.
Later. Thanks.